One. Can you stand for me quickly? Just stand for me. Come right here, please. I want to make this transition or this transaction, because this is what it is. These are human beings that's making a transaction with God. They're not making a transaction for us. They're making a transaction with God and a transition in their lives. So I want to make this easy for them. We have a gift for them, and we're going to give them this gift, which includes, give each one of them. I'm going to tell them what it is. Give each one of them one, please. Let me have one of the packages, Aki, so I can tell them what it is.
Yeah, that's what I gave it to you. That's what I gave it to you.
Now, the gift that we're giving to them is something that will help them on their way. One, it's a copy of the Quran with the transliteration of the meanings. Secondly, it's a short, easy-to-read, authentic biography of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Thirdly, it is a set of 7 books. It is a set of 7 books that have in it lessons for new Muslims. Now, your acceptance of Islam is your acceptance of God, not your acceptance of me, or not your acceptance of these people, nor your acceptance of the political dynamics in the world, because it has nothing to do with that. It's just your acceptance of God. And this gift is to help you make that transition. Did everybody receive a copy? You have a copy? Wonderful. I want you to say with me the simple words. And these words are nothing more than what I have explained. There's no trick, no curve, and we don't have a pool in the back for you to dip in. Who?
Pam.
She's right here.
Yeah, she wants to make it for everyone.
No, she's here.
Yeah, but she wants to...
Akhi, Akhi, she's here, Akhi. Please, Akhi. My brother who is, and rightfully so, is very concerned and very inspired about one of the ladies who are here. And I also, because she was brought here last night by her son. And I mean, that's profound. That's the most profound gift that a son can give to his mother, and that's certainly the most profound gift that a mother can give to her son. And that's our sister Pam that's here. And I'll meet with all of these fortunate and special people after we finish our meeting here this evening. But let's say the words. Let's just go over the words called the Shahada, the bearing of witness. And I'll tell you what it is. Essentially, it is the saying of that there is none to be worshipped except Almighty God, and that Muhammad is the messenger of God. Saying that word and then adding to it, I testify, or I declare, or I announce that there is none to be worshipped except Almighty God, and that I testify, or I declare, or I announce that Muhammad is the messenger of God, brings you all into the transition of Islam. From that point, it's your sincerity, it's your acts of worship, it is your commitment that will make the difference. Now, whatever you owe God of something you did that only you know and God knows, after tonight, your board is clear. Because God is the forgiver of those that come back to Him. But whatever you owe somebody, money, rent, a loan, you still owe that. Is that fair? Okay, please, just say after me the words, La, La, Ilaha, Illallah, Muhammad, Rasulullah, Ashhadu, An La, Ilaha, Illallah, Wa Ashhadu, Anna, Muhammadan, Abduhu, Abduhu, Wa Rasulu, Salla, Lahu, Alayhi, Wa Sallam, Ameen. Now, what I want to say to you brothers and sisters, and honestly, I am truly grateful in the sight of Allah, not because I'm going to get paid for each one of you, because it's not about that, but I'm grateful because when I look at you, I see myself 37 years ago. And I do realize that sincerity and commitment and straight talking can change a person's life, because it certainly changed mine. And what I want to tell you is that all of you are fortunate, because certainly someone brought you here tonight. I mean, your own inquisitiveness, your own concern about life sort of navigated you here or brought you here, but someone, some Muslim who you have as an associate or a relative, brought you here. That person is your sponsor. That sponsor should help you work out your problems and your transition. Now, because I live in the UK, or because I'm from America, it means that I'll be a long-distance mentor, friend of yours, brother in Islam, and open for you to help you resolve your problems. But the Muslims of Sydney, Australia, and in particular, the sponsor that brought you here, your relative or your friend, those are the people that should work things out for you. Yes. That's right. She said, it doesn't even have to be a person that you know, because God might have brought you here. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. Now, unfortunately, tomorrow morning, I'll be going to Melbourne and coming back on Thursday. And what I would like to do is to arrange to have dinner with all of you when we get back. Can we arrange that? Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. So please, take your gifts. I can't shake hands with you pretty ladies. May God bless you so much. Go ahead and have your seats, okay?